He was only trying to let you feel that he is interested in your spiritual welfare, and you must believe that he was with you. I know the spirit that Mr. Colburn referred to, and he is not a good spirit. He is a spirit that has an inordinate amount of vanity and often impersonates Jesus and other spirits of high station. He is not to be believed when he makes the assertion that he is the Christ. Let him alone, and he will not trouble you or your friend in the way of impersonating the true Christ. Give my love to your friend and tell him that I am very much interested in his spiritual welfare and will try to help him and lead him to the realization of the truth as I know it in the spirit world. He is only a little way from the kingdom, and he will soon see the truth in all its beauty and purity. Tell him to have faith in his God and pray to him for light, and he will get it more abundantly. He is a very good and loving man in his spiritual life, and he will soon feel that God is his true and loving Savior. Good night, and may the love of God rest with you and keep you from all sin and unhappiness forever. Your grandmother, Anne Rollins. The Paget Messages, 1914, September 15, 1914. Yes, I am your grandmother. Yes, and I am in close touch with the Lord. God is a spirit. He is the one mind and spirit that teaches all other spirits that the truth is the only thing that can save from sin and error. Do not let the teachings of the Savior become mere idle sounds in your ears. Believe in them, and you will be soon in the possession of the precious and glorious jewels of the truth. Let him lead you to God. Love him, and he will be with you and teach you the truths of his Father. The new birth is the flowing of the Spirit of God into your soul and the disappearing of all that tends to turn your heart from the truth and love of God. It comes by the workings of the Holy Spirit that conveys the grace of God. It is not a working of your own will or power, it is the love of God that causes the change. You cannot of yourself change the evil workings of your heart, but you can pray and the Holy Spirit will come into your soul, and then you will realize the change. The Spirit is the power of God which he uses to influence men to seek his favor and love. It is not God himself, but only one of his instrumentalities with which he works for the salvation of mankind. Let your love for him be the holiest and best kind that you can give to him. And pray for the divine love with earnest, sincere prayer. Yes, Jesus is the teacher, and the Holy Spirit is God's messenger or instrument that carries into the soul the divine love that is bestowed on the truly penitent man. Jesus is the Savior of men by his teachings and his example, and the Holy Spirit is the comforter that carries into the soul the divine love. Jesus is still teaching and influencing men to turn to God. He will continue to teach until the celestial kingdom is closed. He will come as a still small voice that will reach men's souls and lead them to the Father. He will not come as the Adventist preach. Jesus will come quietly into each man's heart and in that way establish the millennium. He is not going to have a kingdom all his own. He is the Son of his Father and will remain in the spirit world to teach men to progress to the heavenly planes that reach up to the presence of God. He is the most glorious spirit in all the heavens, and he is the greatest spirit under the dominion of his Father. There is only one God. Jesus and the Holy Spirit are merely the forces which God uses to carry out his great plans for the redemption of man. 5. Let me stop now, as I am tired. Your grandmother, Anne Rollins. I am here, your mother. You are the best son in the world. Yes, and you must love me more than you do. Give me more of your heart, and you will feel that I am with you more. Yes, and I am very often with you. No, he is in the lower sphere, but he will soon be with me. He is progressing very fast and is a lovely spirit. I do not believe in hell and eternal punishment. They are the false teachings of the Orthodox churches. Jesus is the same as I believed him to be on earth. Yes, he is my Savior still, but I do not worship him as God. He is not God, but a spirit of the great goodness. He is with me quite often. He talked to you on Saturday night, and he will come to you again very soon and explain the true teaching of the Bible. Let him be your friend and advisor. I have a home and live with a spirit that is the same in progression as myself. We are very happy together, and she is the soulmate of your father. No, I am not, but he is waiting to come here and be with the one who is. Yes. But he is not in the same sphere with me. He is in the one with your father, and he is progressing too. No, I did not and only met him when he came to the spirit world. He was living in the city of Chicago, and was a very wealthy man, but a very great sinner. He is now in a state of progression and will be with me soon. Yes, they are, but he is not with her yet, he is too earthly, but is progressing. Yes I do, she is Helen. She does and you must love her too. You must go to bed. Good night my son. Your mother, Anna Paget, September 24, 1914 I am here, Jesus. Be of good cheer for I am with you always. Do not let your heart fear, for the Lord is your keeper and he will be your guide and shield. Only believe and trust in him and you will soon be born again into the spiritual world of his kingdom. Let me teach you and give you the thoughts that he gave me while on earth. Let me show you that the things of this world are not the things that save the soul from sin and unhappiness. Be a true follower of your God. Question, what does it mean to be born again? It is the flowing of the Holy Spirit into the soul of a man and the disappearing of all that tended to keep, the Paget messages 1914, it in a condition of sin and error. It is not the workings of the man's own will but the grace of God. It is the love of God that passes all understanding. You will soon experience the change, and then you will be a happy man and fit to lead others to the truths of God. Let your heart be open to the influences of the Spirit, and keep your mind free from thoughts of sin. Be a man who loves his God and his fellow man. Your love is only now of the earthly kind, but it will soon be of the things spiritual. You must not let the cares of this world keep you from God. Let his Spirit come into your soul. Your will is the thing that determines whether you will become a child of God or not. Unless you are willing to let the Holy Spirit enter into your heart, it will not do so. Only the voluntary submission to or acceptance of the Holy Spirit will make the change. I was the instrument in God's hands of leading men to his favor and love. When I said I am the way, the truth and the life, I meant that through my teachings and example men should be able to find God. I was not God and never claimed to be. The worship of me as a God is blasphemous and I did not teach it. I am a son of God as you are. Do not let the teachings of men lead you to worship me as a God. I am not. The Trinity is a mistake of the writers of the Bible. There is no Trinity, there is only one God, the Father. He is one and alone. I am his teacher of truth, the Holy Spirit is his messenger and dispenser of love to mankind. We are only his instruments in bringing man to a union with him. I am not the equal of my Father, he is the only true God. I came from the spirit world to earth and took the form of man, but I did not become a God, only the Son of my Father. You also lived as a spirit in that kingdom, and took the form of man merely as a son of your Father. You are the same as I am, except as to spiritual development, and you may become as greatly developed as me. Question. Why were you called God's only son in the Bible? When on earth, I was the only son who had, until then, become vested with the divine love of God to the extent of being wholly free from sin and error. My life was not a life of earthly pleasure or sin, but was given wholly to my Father's work. I was his only son in that light. He was my Father as I knew him to be. He is not a spirit of form like myself or yourself. I was born as you were born. I was the son of Mary and Joseph, and not born of the Holy Spirit as it is written in the Bible. I was only a human being as regards my birth and physical existence. 6. The account in the New Testament is not true, and was written by those who knew not what they wrote. They have done the cause of God's truths much injury. Let not your belief in that error keep you from seeing that my teachings are the truth. Be only a believer of God and his truths and you will soon be in the kingdom. You will soon be able to understand as I understand. Good night, Jesus the Christ. I am here, your Father, James asks, who wrote last? Jesus, the one of the Bible. He was with you and you are the one who must feel that you are highly favored. You must believe that it was he. No, it was the true Jesus. No impostor could have written as he did. Good night. Your Father, John H. Paget, you were talking to Jesus. I know, for I was here, and have talked to him many times. Be of good cheer. You will soon feel the influence of his having been with you. Your grandmother, Anne Rollins, you have my blessing. It was the Christ who was talking. He is your friend and savior. Your mother, Anna Paget, good night. I love you. Helen. I am here, bright star. Yes, I know, I saw and felt that your love for your wife was so great and so pure, that I felt better too. You certainly do love her and she loves you even more, for her love is something that I have never seen surpassed. She is such a beautiful and sweet spirit that we all love her. So you must feel that you are more blessed than most men. I am very happy, but I would like to talk to you more often than I do, as you help me so much when I come to you, for you love me as a true brother and realize that I am not a mere Indian squaw, but a spirit of light and truth having been redeemed by the love of God. Oh my dear brother, if you only knew how I love to hear of spiritual things of my father, and not of those things which I have to listen to so much, you would. The Paget Messages 1914. Think of me more often and give me many thoughts that would help me in my work. I am not one to complain, but I am also one who loves the beautiful thoughts that tell of God's love and the love of their Master and of the spirits of the higher planes. So you see, you are the only one in all the earth who knows what I am in my spiritual nature. So think of me sometimes and especially in your prayers. Yes, I know you do pray for me sometimes, and I am so grateful for they help me. Yes, I do, and if you will only sit in the dark for a little while, I believe that we will be able to talk as you suggest. I certainly will try my best, and I know that your wife and father will, and so will White Eagle, who is such a powerful spirit that we should not have any great difficulty in establishing the rapport necessary. So try tonight after you stop writing, and maybe some result will follow. Yes, I know, and it is a wonderful thing to us all. We do not understand it, but see that it is so. You are certainly blessed and you must do your work with all your strength and ability. I will try all that I know how to help you. You are not so very far behind some of our spirits who are very near the kingdom in your love for God, and I believe that if you continue to receive that love you will have a most wonderful influence with God and also with men. The Master certainly loves you and you are his favorite one to do his work. So believe implicitly. Be my true brother and love me as such, for your love is true as I can see. Yes, you can pray for me as I said, and give me your best thoughts. I want to get closer to God and his heaven of love, even though I have to spend so much time in the earth plane. But thank God my duties will soon be over in that respect, and then I can live more in my home higher up, where your mother lives. She is a lovely and pure spirit and is filled with God's love. So try to be like her and you will be very happy. Tell Mr. Colburn that I was at his house last night about 6 o'clock and tried to impress him with my presence, but I could not. He is one who is very dear to me and I want him to seek for the love too, so tell him. And when you go to his home again, try to get the voices, for I believe that they will soon come to you all. Yes, I do. Your father was there and called his name. And Mr. Colburn answered and your father told him that your Uncle William wanted to give you a message. Your father was actually there also. They do not have to come there to talk to you. What can compare with the way they do talk to you? You are one of the most favored persons that I know in the way of receiving communications. The independent voices do not convey such messages as you get and cannot. For even if the spirits speaking could talk in the way that those who communicate with you write, yet there would not be power sufficient to support such extended communications. I would rather have the power of automatic writing, as it is called, than any I know of. Yes, we can say some comforting things, but cannot have been long communications. Yes, she is an honest medium, or I would not sit with her. So you may rest assured of that. You do love me as such and your prayer has filled my soul with happiness. So I must go, but I will come again soon, and so good night, your loving sister, Bright Star. September 28, 1914. I am here, Jesus. You are my true brother and will soon have the love of our Father in your heart. Do not be discouraged or cast down, for the Holy Spirit will soon fill your heart with the love of the Father. And then you will be most happy and full of light and power to help yourself and fellow men. Go to your Father for his help. Go, in prayer, firmly believing, and you soon will feel his love in your heart. My teachings, I know, you will receive in the course of time, and you will then see that your understanding will be greatly enlarged so that you will know that I am the Father's Son as I explained it to you a few nights ago. You can and will receive the Father's love so that you will not need to go through the expiation in the spirit world. I was not conceived by the Holy Spirit, as it is taught by the preachers and teachers who are now leading mankind in the doctrines of the churches. I was born as you were born, and my earthly father was Joseph. I was conceived by God's Spirit in the sense that I was born free from sin and error, while all other human beings were born in sin and error. I never was a human being so far as my spiritual existence is concerned, as I was always free from sin and error, but I had all the feelings and longings of a human being which were not of sin. My love was human as well as spiritual, and I was subject to all the feelings of sympathy and love that any other human being was. Do not understand that I was with desires and longings for 7, the Paget Messages 1914, the pleasures of the world which the human passions created. I was not, only I was capable of deep feeling, and could feel and know the suffering and distress of humanity. Question: Yes, I will, and you will learn that many errors were written by the writers of the Bible. I will show you that the many alleged sayings of mine were not said by me or did not express my teachings of the truth. Question: Her teachings of Christian Science do not express the true meaning of truth and love as I taught them. She is in error as to the ideas that God is spirit only, a spirit of mind. He is a spirit of everything that belongs to his being. He is not only mind, but heart, soul and love. You are too weak to write more. You have my blessing and also that of the Holy Spirit, Jesus the Christ. I am here, your grandmother. You are too much troubled in spirit to enjoy my visit as you otherwise would, but I will try to help you to be happier. I am in a state of contentment and have my home in the 7th, spirit, heaven and have all the blessings that my Father promised me when I was on earth, but I had no conception of them then. My home is a wonderful mansion, built of the most beautiful material that you can imagine. There are flowers and beautiful pictures and lovely rooms filled with all kinds of furniture that you could possibly wish for. I am not the only one that lives in my home, there is also a beautiful spirit that was on earth, a great follower of Christ and lover of her fellow man. Our home is full of the finest kind, everything that makes a home lovely. We have many friends who visit us and whom we visit. We do the work of the Lord in helping the spirits in the lower spheres to see the truths of the love of their Father. We are not singing all the time, but we have a great deal of beautiful music and laughter and love. Good night, your grandmother, Anne Rollins, September 29, 1914. Christ Jesus is here and wishes to write to you about the love of God and the needs of mankind. Let your mind be free from all thoughts of evil and sin. The love of God is reaching out for every man so that the meanest will be the object of his care. Do not let the thought that he only loves the good and righteous lead you to think that you must seek the company of these favored ones only. Let the lost and unhappy be the objects of your efforts to show them the way to the Father. You will have an opportunity, in receiving our messages, to teach all mankind about the love of God for his children, that they are the children of his greatest care and love. Be only earnest in your efforts to spread the truths which I shall teach you in my communications, and you will be a successful laborer in the work which the Father has decreed that you shall do. Give your best endeavors to the spreading of the messages, and you will not only save the souls of the blinded and lost, but also will hasten the coming of the kingdom in your own life and heart. Let me come to you often, for you are the instrument that I wish to use in my new or repeated gospel of glad tidings to the human race. Be true to the trust that I shall impose in you and let not the cares of the world keep you from spreading my gospel. Come to the love of God in a more enlarged and truthful meaning and you will be my true follower. Let me lead you to the fountainhead of all the truths of God which I have in store for humanity. My own love and power will guide you and keep you in the way of light and truth that you may teach to your fellow man. Your own soul must be first purified, and then you will be able to show others the power and love that I have for them. You are not to seek the help of other spirits until I teach you the truths of my Father. He is the only one who has the power to save men from their sins and errors. Be true and earnest in your work, and don't let other things distract your mind from the task set before you. Note: from this point on, rapport appears to have been lost. The world needs a new awakening, and the infidelity and unbelief of men who think themselves wise but who are foolish, as they will ultimately find out, and the material things must not fill their souls much longer or they will suffer more than they can imagine. The material needs of mankind are not the only clouds that must be lifted from their souls. You are too weak to write more now. Yes, but I am not able to write more now because you are not in condition. You must stop writing now. Jesus the Christ, October 5, 1914. I am here, Jesus. You must not be too anxious for me to explain all the mysteries of God's creation. I must not teach you all of them now, but the Paget Messages 1914 will later, when you have become purified and are at one with Him. You are a messenger that I shall use to carry my gospel to mankind, and I will teach you those truths which you cannot now understand. I will explain all the qualities of the soul and spirit so that mankind need no longer remain in darkness as to what my teachings mean and as to how very necessary it is that it shall understand and follow my teachings. Do not be over-anxious at this time to know the mysteries of pre-existent of the difference between the soul and the spirit. You shall know in the future, and you will then be able to receive the truths of God in their respects to your fellow man. Go to the Lord in prayer, and He will remove from your soul all that tends to defile it and make it an alien from Him. He is the one that will clean it from all sin and error. Do not believe all that you read in the books that you are reading at the library. Some statements were true and some were not. Only the teachings that I shall give you will tell the wishes of my Father. Let not your heart be troubled or cast down, for I am with you always, and I will help you in every time of need. Only believe that I am the Jesus of the Scriptures, and you will not be long out of the kingdom. You are a chosen one on earth to proclaim my glad tidings of life and love. Be true to yourself and to your God, and He will bless you abundantly. Keep His commandments, and you will be very happy and will soon receive the contentment that He gives His children. Go to Him in all your troubles, and you will find rest and peace. Question: yes, in a very short time you will be free to devote your whole attention to my objects and to your work. You will soon be in a condition to let the things of this world alone, as I need you for my service. Let me tell you that you will get your home as you desire and have your surroundings all harmonious for receiving my messages, and you will be with your daughter to keep you happy and free from care. Let me bless you and leave you now, for you are too nervous to write more at this time. With all my love and my blessings and those of the Holy Spirit, Jesus. So, my dear son, the Master has told you the way to salvation. Only believe. I am your loving mother, Anna Paget, October 14, 1914. I am here, Jesus. I know that the doctor, Leslie Stone, is anxious to hear from Him who selected him to do a work of great importance for the heavenly Father and the establishing of the kingdom of God. I and all the disciples and the inhabitants of the celestial heavens are deeply grateful for the work so rewarding and beneficial to his soul as that which Dr. Stone has so faithfully and conscientiously carried out. The doctor need have no undue fears for the eventual fate or future of my teachings, which will be given to all mankind. The assignment which I have selected him to do has been very largely executed by my faithful friend and disciple, and he shall have his reward. Later I shall come and explain what is to be done, but the main thing at present is to continue along the path now being followed. So be of good cheer and pray and pray, and pray again for the love which the Father so gladly bestows upon his children who seek it in earnest longing of soul. And I will say good night, and may you both enjoy the full love and blessings of the Heavenly Father, Jesus. November 3, 1914. I am here, Helen. You are too nervous to write. You must go to bed early and rest. You are my darling Ned, and I love you with all my heart, so do not think that you are not loved by me, and your father and mother and grandmother. We all love you. Question: yes, I have. And he, Jesus, says that he is waiting for you to get in condition to write. He will write to you as he said, and you must soon get in condition. You will get it by prayer, as I am told by your grandmother, who is here. She says that you must believe more thoroughly in the promises of the Master, and you will receive the gift of the Spirit. She says that you are too much taken up with your business matters to let the spirit enter into your soul in all its truth and love. She says that you must not let the thoughts of what you shall do in the future keep you from praying to God and loving Him, as you will be taken care of. She says that Jesus is the one for you to believe in and love, as He will be your friend and will help you to progress in your spiritual life, as well as in your temporal life. He is the one who can help you more than anyone else. 9. The Paget Messages 1914. She says that the Christian Scientists' Church is the one that will help you most, as the people who attend there are more in accord with the teachings of Christ than are the spiritualists of the Church of Mrs. Gates. And she further says that the spiritualists are not teaching the true religion of the Master, and that is the only one that will lead to God. They are merely showing the possibility of communicating between the dead and the living, which is desirable so far as it goes, but which does not save men from their sins or bring them at one with God. So I would not attend there very often, but rather go to some church that teaches that Jesus is the Savior of men from their sins. Go to the Methodist, or Congregational or Universalist Church. Each of them will help you to progress in your spiritual development. Yes, he, the preacher, is all wrong, and you will not be benefited by him. He is not in the true way of light. He is too imaginative and visionary. He does not see the things that he preaches, and he is not doing any good to himself or to others. Go to the Lord and he will lead you aright. I mean the Father whom Jesus taught about, and that he will help you to see the truth and the things that are necessary for your salvation. Yes, you should, as they are the mediums by which God lets his love and favor come to man. They are the only true instrumentalities of the Father which he uses to show the way to salvation, and to confer his love and grace on man. Yes, you do, only believe more and you will soon receive the gift of the Spirit in all its fullness. Yes, you will, and so will those that you come in contact with. Give the Lord your whole heart and soul and you will soon realize the difference in your life. Yes, she does, and is with you often and prays to God to bless you. She says that she is willing for once to attend such a séance, but that it is not beneficial as a general thing, as it does not help the spiritual development of the person, but only convinces the man that the spirit is a living being and can come back to earth and show himself in a form that may be realized. The writing phase is the most satisfactory, as you can preserve what is said, and can commune in a more extended and enlightening manner. She, Mrs. Gates, is talking through her own mind. No spirit talks through her. She sees the forms and scenes which she describes, and she hears the voices of spirits talking to her, and she merely repeats what she hears. Irish control. She merely repeats the language that she hears. 10. You will be a strong medium of communicating by the pencil. You will not be a clairvoyant, as that is a phase that is not intended for you to possess. Yes, and you will not only be able to write for us, but for Jesus, as he desires. You will become a true follower of him, and then you will be able to write with much facility and success. He will tell you when he writes. I do not know what he will write, for he has only told me that he will write on the truths that the Bible does not contain, or rather that he will correct certain passages contained in the Bible. Yes, you must love me as I love you, and then you will be happy. Yes, and you must believe that I am. Yes, I am, and will soon be in the third spirit, heaven, and I will then be so much happier. Yes, it is, and that is what I want you to do. Love, Helene. November 8, 1914. I am here, Helen. Yes, I was, and you were benefited by the services, although you did not enjoy the full blessings of the fact that Jesus writes through you. You should not let that thought enter into your workshop, as it is only one of the blessings that you can enjoy if you will try. You did not pray to God as you should have done. He was the one that you should have thought of more. Question and answer. Yes, I know, but they were only trying to feel the presence of God and the Holy Spirit. You did not get the full benefit of the service. Yes, that is so, but you must not let that idea prevent you from worshipping God, as he does not want anyone to worship him in any other way than in spirit and in truth. I am your grandmother who is dictating this message to Helen. Because she does not understand yet the fullness of God's love, and I am trying to let you know that you must worship God only, and let your heart go out to him in thankfulness and love. Jesus, of course, is the one for you to keep in holy rapport with, so do not let the thought that he is not a God prevent you from loving and serving him. You must not think of him as your savior from sin and error, but merely as one who is interested in you and wants to write through you, and this will help you to progress.